Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Okay, you might not need to know this, but Time Magazine has named Greta Thunberg as its 2019 Person of the Year. She's the 16-year-old Swedish activist. Spoke before the UN this year, became a symbol for youth across the world protesting against climate change, and gave Donald Trump the stink eye. So that's why she won. Two. A high school student in Mason, Michigan, has turned to the police after alleging a teacher assaulted her during school hours because she supports President Donald Trump. A student says that the teacher ripped her Women for Trump pin right from her shirt. And number one, the House Judiciary Committee will begin meeting today to vote on two articles of impeachment accusing President Trump of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, potentially setting the stage for a historic House floor vote and Senate trial. If the panel adopts one or both articles, it would be for only the fourth time in history. And that continues today. Could have a full vote in the House coming up next week, and then the Senate trial in January, perhaps even pulling Democrats running for president off the campaign trail. Thanks for being with us here today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve this hour. Ron Rademacher, Jeannie Allen, Center for Education Reform, and Dr. John Lott all here. We'll hear a bit from Donald Trump from last night's rally here in just a moment or two. First, want to tell you about me, in case you're a new Steve Gruber Show listener. And I know that we do have many Steve Gruber Show listeners out there who are just tuning in, becoming Steve Gruber Show fans. Well, Steve will be back tomorrow, no worries. But I do frequently fill in for him, and I love the opportunity to talk to the audience across the state and hopefully keep up the high level of programming here on the station that you're currently listening to. But my day job, I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where we were named the 2019 College Radio Station of the Year in Michigan by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. I'll pause for you to cheer and applaud. I also serve as a lecturer in journalism, and that is means I teach a little bit here. And I host a couple of podcasts, too, including Political Beats for National Review. We talk about music with people in politics. And I'll hear for the college, you've got the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, and also the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, in which we try to bring you as close to the campus as possible. It's on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend, and also available in podcast form, Apple Podcast, Google Play, and Spotify, Stitcher, elsewhere, SoundCloud. Just search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And just very quickly on Hillsdale College, we had our big Christmas gathering last night for faculty and staff, everyone in the same room, reminded about, why we do what we do, how special we are here at Hillsdale. We accept no money from the federal government, no money from the state, and that means that we have some freedom, right, to do things the way we want to do them here at Hillsdale. But that also means we rely on the help of our friends and donors and supporters. We absolutely can't do what we do without your help. You know, our students cannot take federal student loans either. So if you look at our course catalog, we have page after page after page of these privately funded scholarships and grants that our students can apply for and receive to help them with their education. And everything we do here is supported by our friends and donors. Hillsdale.edu, Hillsdale.edu for a little more information. And a whole lot of what we do is also shared on the YouTube page, Hillsdale's YouTube page, with videos of speeches and lectures that have been here on campus and also at the Kirby Center in Washington, D.C. It's an honor to be teaching here, period. That just as it is to host the Steve Gruber Show, frankly. Let's get to some audio from yesterday. We have time for, I think, at least one of these bites. Let's go with two. So Donald Trump last night in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and rallying supporters and reflecting on what happened earlier in the day with the articles of impeachment being filed. Here's cut two.
Our polls have gone over the last month. They've gone through the roof. You look at it, take a look at it. It came out today. The firehouse poll. It's an important poll. It was always good. I never looked at it. Today, I like it a lot. We're up through. Nobody can even believe it. So what Pelosi did, as I said, they do the impeachment. Then right away, let's do USMCA. Right on top of it. You'd think she'd wait like a day. She wanted to smother the impeachment crap. And that's probably what she did, at least to an extent. But any Democrat that votes for this sham will be voting to sacrifice their House majority, their dignity, and their career. Okay? And some of these partisan lunatics have already said that if they fail this time, think of this. How about low IQ, Maxine Waters? How about green? How about Green, where he said, we have to impeach him, because if we don't impeach him, we're not going to win the election. This is what we're dealing with. You know, we're dealing with some very bad people. We're dealing with people that don't respect you. And by the way, you know, they talk about the elite. You're the elite. They're not the elite. You're the elite.
President Trump last night in Pennsylvania rallying Republicans and supporters, and he talked about 2020. He's absolutely right. You had another congresswoman yesterday talking with TMZ, the most trusted name in news, about planning for re-impeaching President Trump if he wins in 2020, and actually promising even more dirt is essentially what the soundbite here, but she essentially said, yeah, well, we're going to impeach him again. And between now and then, I'm sure that we'll find out more dirt, that he really is a Russian operative. The Mueller report couldn't deliver that, but we'll find it. It's out there. There's information. We'll find it. So it's going to be even more. We'll have more articles of impeachment if he wins in 2020. They're preparing, just as they promised after 2016 to impeach no matter what. They are promising, they will be promising, to impeach after 2020. No matter what. And again, hope that, you know, everything's political, right? Everything's political. And polls are just snapshots. I warn you about that. But the polls that we're seeing this week and last week on impeachment, on the presidential race, have to buoy the spirits of the president and supporters. That firehouse poll that he alluded to, we talked about on the show yesterday, he's leading every other candidate in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Any potential Democratic candidate, President Trump leads in those very important battleground swing states. Monmouth yesterday, on the favorability of candidates, Donald Trump at 46%. That is better than any Democrat running for president. Better than Biden, better than Warren, better than Buttigieg, better than everybody out there. These are all very good numbers. And after yesterday, and after the impeachment continues and moves to the Senate, I just got to think it's only going to get better for the president as we move toward 2020. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
2019 will soon be drawing to a close, and that means it'll be time to settle up with Uncle Sam. How much do you think you'll owe? Well, here's something to think about. There's still time to potentially reduce your 2019 tax obligations, and Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do it. They're now scheduling their popular end-of-the-year tax planning reviews, and they've set aside a few select dates exclusively for their radio listeners. We all have to pay taxes, but you shouldn't have to pay more than your your fair share. So come in for a tax planning session and let Bruce and Michael show you some strategies that you could be taking advantage of. The review slots are filling up, so reserve yours today by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526. Or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.